Chapter 1. Desire, the First Step to Riches. In the early 20th century, a great American salesman and businessman named Edwin C. Barnes discovered how true it is that men really do think and grow rich. Barnes's discovery did not come in one sitting. It came little by little, beginning with an all-consuming desire to become a business associate of inventor Thomas Edison. One of the chief characteristics of Barnes's desire was that it was definite. Barnes wanted to work with Edison, not just for him. Straight off a freight train, Barnes presented himself in 1905 at Edison's New Jersey laboratory. He announced that he had come to go into business with the inventor. In speaking of their meeting years later, Edison said, "He stood there before me, looking like an ordinary tramp, but there was something in the expression of his face which conveyed the impression that he was determined to get what he had come after." Barnes did not get his partnership with Edison on his first interview, but he did get a chance to work in the Edison offices at a very nominal wage, doing a job that was unimportant to Edison, but most important to Barnes, because it gave him an opportunity to display his abilities to his future partner. Months passed. Nothing happened outwardly to bring Barnes any closer to his goal. But something important was happening in Barnes's mind. He was constantly intensifying his chief desire and his plans to become Edison's business associate. Barnes was determined to remain ready until he got the opportunity he came for. When the big chance arrived, it was in a different form and from a different direction than Barnes had expected. That is one of the tricks of opportunity. It has a sly habit of slipping in by the back door, and it often comes disguised as misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why so many fail to wait for or recognize opportunity when it arrives. Edison had just perfected a new device, known then as the Edison dictating machine. His salesmen were not enthusiastic, but Barnes saw his opportunity hidden in a strange-looking contraption that interested no one. Barnes seized the chance to sell the dictating machine and did it so successfully that Edison gave him a contract to distribute and market it all over the world. When Edwin C. Barnes climbed down from that freight train in Orange, New Jersey, he possessed one consuming obsession: to become the business associate of the great inventor. Barnes's desire was not a hope. It was not a wish. It was a keen, pulsating desire which transcended everything else. It was definite. Wishing will not bring riches or other forms of success, but desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence that does not recognize failure, will bring success. The method by which desire can be transmuted into its financial equivalent consists of six definite practical steps. First, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, "I want plenty of money." Be definite as to the amount. Second, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether or not you are ready, to put this plan into action. Fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money,